In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, me. كل سنة وانتم طيبين. أنا حبيت أهنيكم بالسنة الجديدة. And also, you remember last year when we were all here in the same day, we said we signed the contract for the new building. And in the same day, باشمهندس جورج came also and attended with us. النهاردة, after this year, we are at the end of it. We can see how God blessed us in many ways. Looking up, we see the wonderful work in the dome, and also we're looking كده على المبنى الجديد, and we are full of optimism that God, who allowed us this great opportunity and great blessing, will also continue with us. We bless the church and bless its children. We make us always to rejoice in it and find in it peace and refuge. بركة كبيرة ربنا أعطاها لنا في السنة اللي فاتت. فرحنا بعمله معانا. Yes, every year has its own problems and issues, but meanwhile we are full of confidence, not because of anything related to us, but related to Him, how good He was towards us and He will continue to be. السنة دي, I want to talk with you about the acceptable year of the Lord. السنة, سنة الرب المقبولة. You remember when the Lord Christ started His mission, He was at the temple. And it was given to him the book of Isaiah, the prophet. And then he read this. Of course, this was randomly given to him, but meanwhile, it has a purpose. So he read these words from the book of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. وأبشر بسنة الرب المقبولة. So the question for all of us in النهاردة, at the end of this year and about to start a new one, what could make the coming year an acceptable year of the Lord? إيه اللي ممكن نعمله علشان يبقى السنة الجاية دي سنة مقبولة أمام ربنا? We know that this is not going to come by just waiting for something to happen. We have always to remember certain things, and I choose to speak about 5 points that I think if we all observe with the grace of God, coming year will be an acceptable one to Him. The year will be an acceptable one if it will become a year of true repentance, year of reconciliation, year of freeing the captives, year of fulfillment of God's purpose, and year of renewal of our youth. السنة الجاية تبقى سنة مقبولة أمام الله لو كانت السنة دي سنة توبة حقيقية, سنة مصالحة, سنة تحرير للمسبيين. هنتكلم على إيه هم المسبيين دول. سنة نحقق فيها غرض الله من حياتنا, ربنا عايز مننا إيه. والحاجة الأخيرة, سنة نجدد فيها شباب كل واحد فينا. هنتكلم على النقطة دي. First of all, let us make the coming year a year of true repentance. Let us put this in our heart that the coming year will be a true repentance for all of us. True repentance has many, many issues and elements around it in order to be able to offer it. إيه هي التوبة الحقيقية, and how can we offer it to God? First of all, to offer a true repentance, let us be diligent in seeking to know ourselves clearly. To know whom we are and what we are doing, and what we say and why we say it. Let us be very careful to know really whom we are. We cannot offer true repentance unless we come to this point that I know whom I am and what I am doing. أول حاجة عشان أقدم توبة حقيقية مقبولة ربنا, لازم أعرف بالضبط أنا مين وبعمل إيه. الحتة دي دايما أصعب حاجة في التوبة, إن الواحد يوصل لقناعة ويعرف فيها نفسه. مشكلتنا إن كل واحد فينا أحياناً بيظن في نفسه أشياء ما هياش حقيقية ويمشي بيها ويفضل عايش معاه ويتخيل إن هي دي الحقيقة, ولكن الحقيقة يكون الإنسان بيخدع نفسه. That's why King David prayed to God and said to him, Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my mind and my heart. Examine me, O Lord. Let me know and test me. We will never come to know whom we are unless we are tested. Sometimes we assume, for example, that we already was able to conquer, for example, a sin of anger. We will never know that we are still keeping anger unless we are tested. And we will see that whenever there is something that provokes us, we explode. We might think of us that we love everyone and we deal peacefully with everyone until someone comes on our nerves, and then at that time our love will be tested, and at that time it will be proved if we really love everyone or not. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me, try my mind and my heart. Job the righteous, also seeking the same thing, to know himself well, he said this to the Lord, teach me what I do not see. If I have done iniquity, I will do no more. Teach me what I do not see. علمني يا رب إيه اللي أنا مش شايفه في نفسي. يا ترى لما بحد بيقول لنا على حاجة تخصنا بنستقبلها إزاي؟ كل واحد فينا أحيانا يقول لك أنا أحب الناس تنتقدني، ما عنديش مانع، بس قول لي إيه الغلط وأنا أصلحه. وأول ما نسمع كلمة النقد في الوقت ده ما نقدرش نحتملها وما نقدرش نتعايش معاها ونخسر بعض، لأن في حد قال لنا على حاجة معينة ما هيش مظبوطة. ده أيوب بيقول لربنا كده، علمني يا رب اللي أنا مش شايف. خلينا نبقى let us be careful in trying and pursuing in order to know whom truly we are. In order to be able to know whom we are, which is the first step in repentance, we have to acquire a humble heart. And that's why we read in Psalm 25, verse 9, the humble he guides in justice and the humble he teaches his way. God will never be able to reveal to you whom you are truly unless you accept it with humility, unless really you are willing to know. At that time, God will be able to work in your life. يبقى احنا قلنا عشان السنة الجاية تبقى سنة مقبولة لازم أول حاجة يبقى فيها توبة، والتوبة أول خطوة فيها أن أنا أعرف نفسي على حقيقتها. Without this makeup or the masks that sometimes we put on and we believe ourselves. We look at the mask every day and we think that this is the truth. This is truly whom we are. يا ريت السنة الجاية نخلع الماسك اللي احنا لابسينه والواحد بيخدع بيه نفسه ويشوف نفسه على حقيقته. In order to offer true repentance also, we have to understand the consequences of our choices. Every day we make decisions. Sometimes we take it lightly and we think it's fun. Heed the words of the scripture on the tongue of Solomon the king. He says, rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes. But know that for all these, God will bring you into judgment. Do whatever you want. Choose whatever you want. Delight your heart in whatever choices. But you have to know this. Keep this in the back of your mind. Because of these acts, God will bring you into judgment. عشان نتوب لازم نعرف ايه نتائج الافعال اللي بنعملها. كل كلمة بتتقال وكل تصرف بنتصرفه له تبعات لازم نفكر فيه. اليوم اللي بصحى فيه الصبح واتهاون بالصلاة وانزل كده من بيتي، ما تفتكرش الحاجة دي بتعدي كده والواحد يريح ضميره ويقول ربنا طيب ومش هيزعل مني. حتى مش موضوع ربنا يزعل منك، لكن انت بتبني اتيتيود ناحية علاقتك بالله انها تبقى علاقة كده فيها نوع من عدم الاهتمام والجدية. كل خطوة وكل قرار له تبعات. We have to understand this. Spending hours and hours doing nothing, wandering over the internet, just killing time, is not just something that we are killing the time, or we are just spending fun time. For all of these fun times, for all of this kind of negligence, we will be paying price. Everything has a price. A good thing has a reward, and a bad thing has a price as well. يبقى عشان نتوب كمان لازم نعرف حاجة ثالثة، إن أنا لازم أحزن بالحقيقة على خطاياي. In order to offer true repentance, I have to grieve over my iniquities. There is a difference between knowing that I am committing a certain sin, I am taken into this, and grieving over it. Sometimes people, they say it with a smile. I commit this kind of sin, as if like they are nothing is touching their heart. I don't feel like I am troubled with the fact that I am taking myself away from God. Two different issues, to know about the fact and secondly, to grieve over it. To offer true repentance, we have to say with King David these words, I am weary with my groaning. All night I make my bed swim. I drench my couch with my tears. My eye wastes away because of grief. All of this, of course, of what? Of his sin. How we react to the fact that we are sinning and we are upsetting the heart of God maybe every day. Do we feel troubled with it? Do we feel like because of my attitude, I am making a lot of losses, I am really wasting my life and a lot of people are going away from me? Do we grieve because we upset the heart of God and make him sad? Or just, it's okay. In order to offer true repentance also, we have to seek forgiveness and a change course. You cannot, and I cannot, offer a true repentance unless I will change direction. This is what this repentance is about. The Lord said to us in the book of Malachi, return to me and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you said, in what way shall we return? If I don't know what I'm doing wrong, there is no way I can return back in it. If I'm perceiving my attitude and my acts and deeds as okay, as fine, as I cannot do better, as God will accept it, there is no way I will be asking this question. In what way shall we return? I don't know if I'm doing something wrong. I'm doing like everybody else. So the first point, in order for the coming year to be an acceptable one, it has to have, we have to offer in it true repentance. عشان السنة الجاية تبقى سنة مقبولة أمام ربنا لازم نقدم فيها توبة من القلب. والتوبة دي تيجي عن طريق الحاجات اللي قلناها. أول حاجة أن أنا أعرف نفسي، أعرف نتائج تصرفاتي. الحاجة الثالثة أن أنا أحزن على خطاياي. الحاجة الرابعة أن أنا أغير مساري وأرجع لربنا. The second point, for the coming year to be an acceptable year of the Lord, it has to be a year of reconciliation. سنة مصالحة، مصالحة من القلب. With reconciliation with whom? The first kind of reconciliation is reconciliation within my own heart. We have a struggle inside, if we look carefully. That's why King David prays these words in Psalm 86 and says, teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. Unite my heart. My heart is broken into two parts. One part fears you, O Lord, and rever your ways. And another part seeks the world and its pleasures and lusts. Unless we reconcile this, then there is no way we can offer a year that's acceptable before the Lord. وحد قلبي إلى مخافتك يا رب. إزاي قلب الإنسان يصطلح ما بين بقى الجزء اللي بيحب العالم والجزء اللي بيحب ربنا، الجزء اللي بيحب الناس والجزء اللي بيكره الناس، الجزء اللي عايز يعيش يرضى الله والجزء اللي عايز يعيش يرضي الناس. كل الحاجات دي محتاجة ان احنا نصالحها على بعض وتتحد ناحية ربنا. وحد قلبي يا رب الى مخافتك. Let us remember this verse very carefully and say it very carefully. Unite my heart to fear your name. المصالحة التانية تبقى مع الناس اللي اساءوا الينا. With those who trespassed against us. This is the second kind of reconciliation that we are to offer and to pursue coming year. As St. Paul said to the Romans, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. These words are for us. It is not for people who lived many years before and we know nothing about them. There is no way we can be Christians unless we live this, at least we try. At least we know that this is where we should be. يقول كده إذا كان بحسب استطاعتكم سالموا جميع الناس. Be in peace with everyone. Let us put out away and purge out from our hearts the hidden grudge and bitterness and these bad memories about somebody who hurted you many years ago and you're still keeping it and walking with it. You are hurting no one except yourself when you hold the grudge. لما ما بنسامحش ما بنضرش حد غيرنا احنا. المرارة اللي موجودة جوانا بتتعبنا احنا، بتضيع السلام من قلبنا احنا. ما حدش بينضر بمشاعر الكراهية اللي احنا شايلينها لأي حد غيرنا احنا. Let us make the coming year a year of reconciliation, united heart and also peaceable with everyone. So as we said, to be the coming year an acceptable year, one has to be a year of true repentance, year of reconciliation. Number three, year of freeing the captives. سَنَ التَّحْرِيرِ الْمَسْبِيِّينَ Who are the captives? The captives are our senses, who are taken captives by all the pleasures and lusts in the world. Our eyes, that's taken into every day, into all of these things around us, taking us fully. We struggle to pray for 1 minute simply because our senses are taken captives. Look at the words of Job the righteous. I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a young woman? يقول لك قطعت عهدا مع عيني كيف أتطلع إلى عذراء. He made a covenant with his eye. He made a treaty, a deal, a covenant, seriousness. How can I look then at a young woman? How can I lust a young woman? Let us free the captives. Can we free our eyes? Also free our lips. Job also says this, my lips will not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. He says it as a resolution, as a decision. My lips will not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. I know how hard it is, the struggle with our lips and our tongues. Every day we feel we are many, many times disappointed with ourselves. But let us at least acknowledge that it's a necessity. It's something befits us as saints to hold our tongues from saying wickedness or deceit. خلينا نحارب ونجتهد ان احنا نحفظ طهارة افواهنا. الكلام اللي بنقوله ده ونعتبره ان هو it's okay. الهزار اللي هو ما يلقش وفي كلام يجرح قداسة كل واحد فينا قداسة قلوبنا وان احنا اولاد ربنا. ما تخلوناش نستهين به. خلينا نسيت our tongues and our lips free for the coming year. Our ears that hear everything every day. Here also King Solomon says, the heart of the prudent acquires knowledge and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. But the ear of the foolish will seek what? Profanity, will seek nonsense, will seek waste, and will become like everything is coming upon us. And at the end of the day, our senses are taken captives by the world. Let us make it an acceptable year through freeing the captives. Let us do this and do as those righteous people decided to keep the purity of their senses and keep them under control. The fourth point for the coming year, السنة الجاية عشان تبقى سنة مقبولة لربنا. خلينا تبقى سنة فيها تحقيق لغرض الله من حياة كل واحد فيه. Don't think that it is all about you or about me. Sometimes we live assuming that everything is revolving around us. It is me being happy or being sad. This is what all matters. As if God created us in order for Him to be our servant. It's not about you, my brother or my sister. It's not about me. It's about Him. We are created here to be for us for a holy purpose. Let us read and see. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We are created for good works, that we should walk in them. Did we at least acknowledge this fact, that God created us for a reason? We are here for a purpose? Do we feel like we are called for something, or we are just living the days, eating and drinking and marry and getting in marriage and then waiting for the end of our lives? No. ربنا ما خلقناش عشان خاطر نعيش حياتنا لنفسنا. ده ربنا خلقنا عشان في هدف, في خدمة, في حاجة ربنا عايزني أعملها. ما هياش الموضوع يخصني لوحدي, أنا عايش لنفسي. لا, this is not the case. Also, for whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. We are created in order to be conformed to the image of His Son, to be in His image, to resume the image that God created us in. We live our lives struggling to make everyone in our image, maybe our children, our partners, but do we think about it this way? We are created to be in His image. يا ترى احنا واخدين بالنا ان احنا مخلوقين عشان نبقى على صورة الله. الحكاية دي بنحس ان هي موضوع لعملنا كل يوم، ولا موضوع صورة ربنا ده موضوع بتاع الكتاب بس بتاع الكنيسة، ولكن انا عايش عشان اخلي الناس تبقى على صورتي انا، لو عملوا اللي انا عايزه ابقى راضي ومبسوط، لو ما عملوش ابقى زعلان ومتضايق. It is not about you, it's not about me, it's about him, about his image. Also God's purpose in our life, we can see it in what St. Paul said to the Galatians, for you brethren have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. We are called to serve one another. If a Christian is not serving the people around him, he is still not a Christian. In any way or form, we have to understand we are given a certain talent in order to serve one another. You are not righteous when you say, I will live by myself. I will isolate myself from the people. I don't want any trouble in my life. This is not what we are called for. احنا مش مخلوقين عشان نعيش كل واحد يقفل على نفسه ومليش دعوة بحد ومحدش له دعوة بي. احنا مخلوقين نخدم اللي حوالينا والناس اللي حوالينا ونحتملهم. Also we are created for this holy purpose. As St. John said, as the Lord said, I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. The Lord Christ taught us the lesson. He finished the work. أكمل العمل. إذا كان هو بيقول لنا كده، إحنا كمان لازم برضو يبقى ده لسان حالنا. يا رب عايزني أعمل إيه السنة الجديدة دي؟ أنت عايز نخدم الناس إزاي؟ عايزني أتحول إزاي وأبقى على شكلك، على شبهك ومثالك؟ يا رب أنت خلقتني وجبتني المكان ده ليه؟ أكيد في سبب. يا ريت كل واحد فينا ينشغل إنه يدور على السبب ويعيش لأجله السنة الجاية. For the coming year to be an acceptable year of the Lord, it should be a year of renewal of our youth. What do we mean by this? King David says in Psalm 103, verse 5, Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. يجدد مثل النسر شبابك. At the end of the year, some of us are getting older and some of us are getting younger. Spiritually, how this? Young people, they tend to do what? To accept to change and try new things. Old people, they resist the change. It is not about age, my brethren, by the way. You might be 15 years old, and spiritually, you are an old man. And you might be 60 years old, and spiritually, you are a young man, and your youth is always renewed. يا ترى احنا مين من الاثنين دول؟ Young people accept to change and try new things. Whenever they hear, yes, maybe I need to do this, I will try to do it. Maybe I need to come and attend the liturgy earlier. Maybe I will start reading from the Agbaya. Maybe I will attend the Kyahk. Maybe I will attend the Pascha Sanadi. Old people tend to do what? They keep it the same. The same, the same, the same. I'm not willing to change. I'm not even willing to try. Young people also, who have young spirit, they believe that God can do anything in their lives. Yes, they have this optimism that God is able to do anything. Actually, they think of themselves that they can conquer the world. This is how they think. Sometimes this is out of dream, but they have this heart. They believe that anything can happen. Older people, they think that that's it. I am just waiting for the end. الإنسان الصغير روحياً أو اللي هو الشاب روحياً عنده إيمان أن ربنا يقدر على كل حاجة، ربنا يقدر على كل شيء، يقدر يغيره ويخليه إنسان تاني. الإنسان اللي شاخ روحياً وكبر وعجز روحياً حاسس أنه هو كله زي بعضه، يلا السنة دي زي السنة اللي بعدها، أهي دينا بنقلب الأيام لغاية لما ساعت نتيجة. If I am to live and renew my youth spiritually, then actually I have to regain the excitement about my fellowship with God. Young people are always excited about things. Whenever you give them an idea, they get excited about it. Old people never excited. You can look at their faces, this is how they are. They hardly can breathe. Their excitement is done, خلاص. يا ترى احنا اني من الاثنين دول. لسه حاسين ان انا ممكن ابقى excited في علاقتي بربنا؟ ربنا بيفرحني؟ ربنا inspire me كده to come with something new، ولا علاقتي بربنا خلاص بقى فيها نوع كده من الفتور، مفيش حاجة exciting. There is no No news with God. Everything is the same. The liturgy is the same. The prayers is the same. The church is the same. There is no excitement anymore. It's not about what's around you. It's about your heart, my brother and my sister. Young people also who are living in a renewal of their youth, they are able to learn and seek to know. This is what they are after. Every day they think of themselves, there is something new to learn. Yes, and when I learn, I will have to live it. Old people, they are done with their education. They are done. I don't want to learn anything more. I am content with what I know. I'm not in need. الإنسان اللي شاخ روحيا مش عايز يتعلم حاجة جديد. سمعنا الكلام ده قبل كده. قاعد في الكنيسة أو قاعد في بيته ولسان حاله بيقول سمعنا الكلام ده 100 مرة. طب عشت ولا لسه؟ خلاص كل حاجة سمعتها ما بقاش في حاجة جديدة تتعلمها. لكن الإنسان اللي شاب روحيا عايز يتعلم كل يوم في حاجة جديدة، كل يوم في حاجة محتاج يتعلمها. If we are spiritually young, then we have a heart that is willing to start again every day. Young people never come to a point say, that's it, this is the end. They are always minded and overwhelmed and occupied with the new starts, new things. Old people are not the same. They think of the end more. That's it. I am not going to try again. I have tried enough and it didn't work. الإنسان الشاب روحيا عنده استعداد يبتدي كل يوم، حتى لو بقى له 100 سنة عمال يقع في الخطية وماله، أجرب بكرة، بكرة هيبقى أحسن، يمكن بكرة أنا ربنا هيقدرني. الإنسان اللي شاخ روحيا خلاص قلبه بقى مش عايز يجرب حاجة جديدة، أنا لسه هجرب الكلام ده جربناه قبل كده وما ينفعش. To be spiritually young, then you will have the will and the energy to get things done. Get things done. Let us not talk about reading the Agbaya for the rest of our lives. Let us not talk about starting fasting or keeping the fast of the church till the end of our lives. Let us not make this a subject in the confession for many, many years. Let us get things done. خلينا الناس الصغيرين عندهم الإحساس ده. I can get things done. I have the will and the energy. I am excited about my relationship with Rabbina. I wanted to do it and I am going to do it. The old people, how they think. There is no way. That's it. That's why I'm too old. I cannot make it anymore. Again, I'm not speaking about age here. Among us people who are 16 and 17 and they are spiritually elders, very old. They are not going to try. That's it. They give up. And among us people who are very old, but they still have a heart of a youth. Person who is still excited about his relationship with God. My brethren, let us put this before our eyes. Let us make the coming year an acceptable year of the Lord. خلينا نخلي السنة الجاية سنة مقبولة ربنا. How we do this? It should be a year of true repentance, year of reconciliation, year of freeing the captives, year of fulfillment of God's purpose, and year of renewal of our youth. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.